Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the program. It's the Jeff Gerstmann Show here, live with you on the precipice of Gamescom. We've started to see a handful of Gamescom announcements hitting. Gamescom opening night live is, if you're watching us live here, if you're with me live here, is about an hour away. So we're going to podcast for a bit, and then we're gonna check out that show. A little Alan Wake 2, a little I guess Call of Duty will be there in some capacity. There's a list of games. There wasn't anything that jumped out as like, well, Mortal Kombat. I think they're gonna have some more characters there for that, but yeah, I don't know. Keeley was out there kind of saying, hey, it's more about updates on announced games than brand new announcements, which I take to mean there's probably something in there. But, Gamescom is traditionally not been a massive show for brand new announcements, except for a bunch of, European tractor simulators and such. So I don't know. We'll see what we end up getting out of this opening night live show. I think there'll be plenty of stuff there that looks, that'll be interesting or whatever. But just in terms of like brand new big announcements, doubtful. Someone in chat asking Trackmania maybe? Like what? No, they're still on their quarterly. Like that game's only been around for 3 years. So. They just came out on console. Like I don't think there's going to be a new Trackmania game for quite a while. This seems like a platform they will just kind of continue to update on, and that'll be that. But hey, who knows? They could do anything. We have no idea. Anyway, gosh, there's yeah, we're getting into it, man. Like, Madden came out and it seemed like no one cared. Anyone else notice that? It seemed like Madden, there was the John Madden comes out and then video games have returned. I feel like when Madden hit, there was an all-time low of interest in the... I'm sure whatever, that's not me saying, like, it's not going to sell. But I feel like for as much as... Madden used to feel like that end of the summer kind of like video games are back kind of thing. Like it really felt like it came out to zero fanfare. I didn't even see a ton of coverage of it, which is weird. I don't really know what to make of that. Maybe it's just me and I'm just not in the places where Madden is promoted or shown or covered or whatever anymore. Or, I think it's also entirely possible. Been thinking about just kind of like where video game coverage is at and all that sort of stuff, that just maybe we're at a point where when we talked about the dedicated sports person who was there to cover sports games in the past, like no one can afford that anymore. So maybe there's just a little less interest in covering Madden. I don't know. At some point it definitely became less of a traffic, like we've got to get them exclusive on Madden. Like no one, the people that are playing Madden don't fucking come to your website to look at screenshots of Madden. They just pre-order Madden. It's a subset of a subset that is like going to websites and going like, oh, who's got a overall 84 this year? Like all the other stat shit and everything else. So, maybe they're just like, whatever, man, it'll come out. I did see it. It's on Steam and like a lot of big games on Steam. It's all the user reviews are super negative. People going like, this is a scam. And like, I just look at that and go like, it sounds like it's probably just another Madden. I don't know why people are so mad.